What's your name?
Farida Banu Patel.
When were you born?
24th October 1944.
Okay. What was the name of your father?
Ahmad.
Can you remember his date and his place of birth?
I don't know his place of birth, but I know which year he born, 1892.
He was born in 1892. What was his occupation?
He was educational inspector.
Okay, then. What was his age when he died?
63.
What was the name of your mother?
B.B.
Was that her full name?
Yes.
Okay. Can you remember her date and place of birth?
No. Because she wasn't, in old time, she wasn't educated at school, so she didn't know her date of birth or anything, so I don't know.
Okay. What was her age at marriage? Your mother.
I don't know, because it was, it was very long ago, so.
That's okay. Did your mother work before she got married?
No.
Okay. Do you remember what age she was when she died?
She was over 80.
What about brothers and sisters?
I had three brothers and four sisters.
All right, then.
Including me, four sisters.
Okay. Are they all still alive?
Two sisters and myself. We are alive.
Okay. Did any of your brothers and sisters die in childhood?
Yes, two brothers and two sisters. But I haven't seen, but I have heard, you know, it was before my birth.
Before your birth?
Yes.
Okay, then. Can you remember anything at all about your grandparents?
No, because they passed away before my birth.
Before your birth. Were you the youngest in the family?
Yes.
Okay, then. Now, whereabouts did you live? In Pakistan?
No, India.
In India. Whereabouts did you live in India?
My childhood, I lived in the Ahmedabad. And when I was 10 years old, my father passed away and we moved in village in Bharuch district, Bharuch district.
Whereabouts in India would that be?
West India.
West India.
Okay. In Gujarat.
In Gujarat. Okay, then. Describe the type of house where you lived.
In Ahmedabad, it was very big house, four bedrooms and four rooms downstairs. It was in terrace, front, back. It was very, very big house. But in a village, I moved, it was simple, but not very big, not very small, medium-sized house.
Okay, then. Was it owned by your father?
Yes.
It was. All right, then. And
you know, in Ahmedabad, it was rented house. In Ahmedabad, my father had a job, but when we moved to our village, it was my father's own house.
Okay. That was after the age of 10?
Yes.
Okay, then. Up to the age of 10, the area that you lived in, can you describe the village that you lived in?
Before 10 or after?
Before.
Ahmedabad.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very big city and very nice place, yeah. And it was very good for education, colleges and high schools, and because it was a very big city, and now still it is.
Okay, then. Can you remember what the relationship was like with your neighbours? Was it a friendly relationship?
Yeah, very, very friendly. Yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah. Did people visit each other?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They help one another in difficult times as well, yeah.
Okay, so a close friendship with,
yes,
with your neighbours. What about you were the youngest in the family. Were you looked after by your older sisters?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. What about shopping? Who did the shopping?
Before I moved to village or after? Any time.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. There wasn't much shopping to do, but only fruit, vegetable, and like this, yeah.
Where did you shop?
In bazaar.
A market?
Yes.
Okay, then. What about clothes? Were they made by your mother or?
My sister made. Yeah.
Right. So she made the clothes,
yes,
for everybody.
And now I am making myself. This is made by myself.
Okay. I'll come along now to your family and the relationship between you, between the family. Did you play together as children?
Yes, my cousins, because I had very, very big family. Yeah.
Can you remember what sort of games you played?
Oh, it is a very simple game, not expensive in India. Only we can run and there are names of the games, but it was only we can play by ourselves.
Did boys and girls play together?
No, only girls.
Right,
yeah.
So you played separately. Do you remember having a radio?
Yes. Yes, we had a radio. You know, in very, very old time, it was radio was an expensive thing and not everybody had got. And in Ahmedabad, I lived. My father had a very big radio, very, very old time, and my father's friend came to listen to news and...
Can you remember what sort of programs they listened to?
No. Yeah. I think they mostly listen just news and... Yeah.
Okay. What was your relationship like with your parents? Was it a good relationship?
Very good, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Were they loving parents?
Yes. I don't remember my father's much because when I was 10 years old and he passed away.
Yes.
But I was very close to my mom.
Yes. Yeah. Was she casual with you or strict?
Not strict. Very, very kind.
Very kind. Okay. Did you ever go on holiday at all?
No, because there is no need to go to holiday in India because it is very, very pleasant weather and we go outside and we're happy, so there was no need.
So as children, did you have freedom to roam around?
Yes. You know, not most of people, but I had freedom.
Yes. Okay.
Say something.
Yes, of course. Yes,
by myself, yeah. Because you know, a very, very old time, they didn't send their daughters to school. But I have a qualification of a teacher, primary school teacher, and I had education in high school. But most of girls in my time, they didn't have education like me.
Okay. Well, I want to come on to education.
Yeah.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
Can you remember which school you attended first?
Do I have to give the name of school?
No, it doesn't matter.
Primary school.
Primary school, yes.
Then high school.
Yes.
That's it.
How old were you when you started school?
Six. In India, we start school at six. and finished at 17.
What sort of school was it? The first school?
Primary school.
Yes.
Yeah. And then high school, secondary school.
But
you know, it is different. In high school, they teach us a little bit English. Yeah, we had to learn little bit, not much, but only one book. So we can speak little bit and write that. And it was a little bit higher education in high school.
Can you describe the primary school?
Just we learn, you know, only how to read and write, not much. But in high school, we had plenty subjects. Yeah, you know, Gujarati literature, Hindi literature.
Was it a small school, the primary school?
Yes.
It was a small school. So there were not many pupils?
Yeah, there were people because in India, very populated country.
Okay.
So, but it was medium, not small, not medium, medium.
So you went to high school at what age?
I think 11.
And where was that? Where did you go to high school?
In village.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
At that time it was village, but it was not a very small village. It is like size of it. You can call it town. Yeah.
Okay, small town.
Small town. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me again the subjects that you studied.
Yeah, Gujarati, Hindi, little bit English, science, mathematics, algebra, chemistry, science, history, geography. Yeah, I have done geometry.
Which subjects did you like best?
I was good in languages.
Okay. Can you remember any of the teachers?
Yes, yes.
Did any of them stand out? Were they very good?
You know, I was one of the clever students, in my time.
Okay. So, did you get on with the other students? Were you
friends? Yes, very well, yeah. Because they wanted to ask me something, some question answer, and they come to me. Yeah.
Okay. Did you play a sport at school?
Yes. I took part in this running and other small games. Yeah. I took part in games at school, high school.
Did you have a good relationship with the other pupils?
Yes. Yes, very good. Yeah.
Okay. And what about your mother? Did she encourage you?
No, because she didn't go at school as well, but my father had very high qualification of his time, and my brothers, they are educated, they were.
Okay.
So they encouraged, my sister encouraged me.
When did you leave high school? How old were you?
17.
And what did you do then?
I didn't do anything. I just stayed at home.
Okay. Yeah. So how long did you stay at home?
4 years, and then I came down here.
So is this when you got married?
Yes.
Okay. How did you come to get married?
You know, my husband, he was in this country already, and my brother's friend told my brother, I have a friend, and he wants to get married. You know, at that time, they do like this. And they asked me, and they sent photo him. I sent photo him. Then he agreed. I agreed. Yeah.
Okay. Then. So, how old were you when you got married?
22.
You were 22. Where did you live when you first came to Preston?
In Preston, at Barnabas Place, near old Royal Infirmary.
Okay. Then. How long did you live there?
I came in 1966, and I moved here in 1977.
Okay. Okay, so you came.
But you know, between those time, between 1966 and 1977, I went to Africa for 2 years.
Why did you go to Africa?
You know, my husband's parents, they lived over there, and my children were very young. They didn't start school. So they told us to come down there and stay a little bit there. So,
So you stayed in Africa for 2 years?
Yeah, in Mozambique.
In Mozambique. Okay.
You know, and they wished, my husband's parents wished we should stay over there forever, permanent. But you know, there was no good education. So I told, no, I don't want to live over there because its national language was Portuguese, because it was Portuguese colony. So I didn't agree to stay there because of education. And I wanted to come back here. And we came back.
So your husband agreed with you?
Yes.
Okay.
He didn't think much, but I was very tough. I wanted to come here.
So you were determined?
Yes.
Okay. So you came back?
Yeah.
Did you come to live in Frenchwood?
No. We stayed another 3 years in Barnabas Place. Then, because it was a very small house, to up to down, and we need a big house, so we moved here.
So it was a small terraced house?
Yes.
Did you own it, or was it rented?
We bought it.
You bought it, okay. What did your husband do here in
England? He worked in Courtaulds.
Okay. Yeah. Did he work in Courtaulds when you came over?
Yes.
So he stayed in Courtaulds till it closed down?
Yes. In 1982, I think, so yeah, it was really.
Okay. What year did you come to Frenchwood?
1977.
Okay. So you came in 1977. Where did you live? Did you come to this house?
The same house, yeah.
Okay. So you've lived here for 30 years?
Yes, since.
30 years?
Yeah.
All right. What about the neighbours? Did you get on with the neighbours?
Yes. Very well, yeah.
How many children did you have?
5 girls and a boy, 6 altogether. Yeah.
Okay, then. Are they all grown up now?
Yes. All girls married now. Yeah. And my son, he's a barrister, and he lives in London. But now he's doing website. You know. He's a computer expert now, and he's worked with computer, but his qualification of barrister, yeah.
What about your daughters? Did they go on to higher education?
Yeah, as you know, my daughters, oldest daughter, they went to college, and she worked in HSBC, but એટલે હું કામ છોડી દીધું એટલે ફિરોસા
યુ મીન આફ્ટર હર ચાઇલ્ડ આફ્ટર હર ચાઇલ્ડ
ના ના એચએસબીસી હતી ને તો પછી એને છૂટી કરી
ઓ રિડન્ડન્સી
હા રિડન્ડન્સી હા ધે મેડ હર રિડન્ડન્ટ એન્ડ શી વર્સ ઇન પ્રિઝન નાઉ ફોર એનએચએસ for NHS, she was in prison.
All right.
For National Health Service.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She gives tablets. I think, I don't know what.
Like in pharmacy?
No, what actually, but you know, there come mentally ill persons and they find out what is wrong with them and they do something. I think so. She does.
Yeah, prescription.
Okay.
And second daughter, she lives next door. And she didn't work till now, but she is now fitness instructor, yeah, and works in Evan Hunt Center. Yeah. And my third daughter, she is housewife now. She went to college, but she is housewife. And my fourth daughter, she is accountant now. Yeah. She is working. And fifth daughter, she is graduate and she works in town. Yeah.
Okay. And what about you? Have you ever worked?
No. I stayed at home because of children, to look after children. But I am interested in education, and I like to do activities, something to do with education. So I want to go somewhere where I can have good knowledge or things like that. Yeah.
So you have a deep interest in education.
Yes.
And you'd like to continue learning.
Yes.
Okay, then. Did you encourage your children?
Yes.
To get educated?
Yes.
Did you encourage your daughters?
Yes.
Okay, and they have all more or less achieved as well. Tell me about your impressions of Frenchwood since you came. And over the years, tell me, has it changed? Is it a good place to live?
Yes, I think so. It is a good place to live till now, yeah.
Do you get involved in any local activities?
No. I go to community center, yeah.
You mean the gardening project?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I meet some project. Yeah. You know, I went to community center, and I learned how to make clothes, embroidery, and we did fabric painting, and aromatherapy, things like that, yeah. I go to community center, and I do things like that, yeah.
So the community center has been very beneficial, personally for you?
Yes.
It's enabled you to learn new skills?
Yes.
Okay.
And I wish to go.
Do you have many friends in the local community?
Yes. One of her mother.
Well, describe, tell me about your friendships.
Very good. We support each other. We help each other. Yeah. They tell their problem. We tell our problems, and we sort that out, and sometimes we talk about it, so.
Good. If you could, what would you like to do with your own life from now on?
Because I'm 62 now, and what can I do? Only I want to occupy myself. So I can't get bored or depressed. But I help my daughters. I babysit for them. I make, I cook for them sometimes. I call them for to eat, things like that.
What about your husband?
Yeah, he's all right.
Has he retired now?
Yes.
Has he any interests himself?
I don't think so now. But he goes to pray to mosque all the time, most of the time.
Yeah. So he's quite religious?
All right, yeah. All men are most of religious, yeah.
Okay. I'll stop there. That's been really fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to thank you very much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Yeah.